Hello, this is Joe from the Azure SQL Database team. In this video, I'm going to show you how to get started with Elastic Scale for Azure SQL Database. The first step is to open Visual Studio, select File, New, and Project. In the Online section, under Samples, select Visual C Sharp. We will search for Elastic Scale. We will select Elastic Scale with Azure DB Getting Started Project and click OK. Review the terms and conditions for use and click Install. You will be presented with a brief introduction, instructions on how to build the sample, as well as a concise description of the technologies highlighted in this sample. To learn more about Elastic Scale, the Next Steps section points you to the central location where you can find a much richer set of documentation, videos, and samples. As highlighted in the Building the Samples section, the next step is to edit the configuration settings in the application config file. So we'll open up the app config file, and we will specify a server name for our Azure SQL Database server, as well as that server's username and password. Once the server name, username, and password have been entered and saved in the app.config, we can then hit F5 to compile and execute the sample. As you can see, Visual Studio will pull in the Elastic Scale references via NuGet. The welcome screen for the Elastic Scale Starter Kit will present you with the current state of the shard map. At this point, the current shard map state is yellow, because we haven't created a shard map manager yet. Thus, the first step really we want to do is select one, create a shard map manager, and add a couple shards. As a result of this action, the starter kit will create a shard map manager database, a shard map manager, an initial shard map, and two shards. As we can see, the current shard map state consists of two shards, one with a range of 0 through 100, and the other with a range of 100 through 200. Next, we want to add data to our shards using data-dependent routing. To do this, the starter kit will simulate a customer order by choosing a random number between 0 and 200. Depending on the number, the order will be processed on shard 0 if the order is between 0 and 100, or on shard 1 if the order is between 100 and 200. To simulate a handful of orders, we will select 3 and press Enter. Now that we have processed orders for customer IDs 29, 44, 71, and 157, let's take an inventory of our orders. Because the orders have been stored on two respective shards, we will issue a multi-shard query to return a result set from all shards in our shard map. We can do this by pressing option number 4. As we can see from the results of our multi-shard query, customer IDs 29, 44, and 71 were processed on shard 0, which is what we expected because shard 0 contained the ranges of 0 to 100, and customer ID 157 was processed on shard 1, which is again what we expected because shard 1 contains the range of 100 through 200. In the next scenario, let's suppose that our application goes viral and we saturate our two shards with orders. The beauty of Elastic Scale is that we can provision a new shard and add it to the shard map, thus scaling out to meet customer demand. To perform this action, we will choose option number 2. And we will select the default option to create a range between 200 and 300. As we can see as a result from running this particular operation, we have provisioned shard number 2, which now has the range between 200 and 300. So any new customer orders that fall within that range will be routed to that particular shard. In a matter of seconds, you can seamlessly scale out your database tier to meet customer demand. I invite you to continue to explore the Elastic Scale Starter Kit, as well as dig deeper into the code to better understand how the APIs are utilized. Thank you for your time today. This has been Getting Started with Elastic Scale for Azure SQL Database.